Brad, he is the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner, Sean Conley, and he joins us in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair this morning. Commissioner, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Brad. Great to be with both of you this morning.
Boy, it's great to have you here, and you have really, I'll tell you, this is a tremendous program that started years ago, but you have built it up, and for the veterans, and this is going to come up on Friday, the 22nd of the month.
That's right, Brad. It's actually going to be the 25th year. First year was 1992, and we have a tremendous team. We have a tremendous team at our Department of Veterans Affairs, but we also have tremendous partnerships that have built up over the many years across the state of Connecticut, all with the one mission of serving those who have served.
Now, Stand Down 2017, right? This is what it's called.
Yeah. Yep. Now, again, the veterans, it's incredible what you do for them that day. And just to watch the veterans, many of them, teary-eyed, too. It's a fabulous, fabulous program, Commissioner. It really is.
Thank you, Brad, and thank you for your support and help and helping us tell the story of Connecticut's veterans. You know, last year we had over 900 veterans come through our campus in Rocky Hill.
Wow.
And this year is going to be a record year with volunteers. So far, we already have over 230 volunteers signed up to support the day. We have over 100 providers that have signed up, another record. So if you've been to our campus in Rocky Hill, you've seen the tents in the middle of our campus and on the quad and just the activity. It's electrifying to see our veterans and to see our veteran supporters.
What are some of the things that the providers do provide?
So Dan mentioned it, stand down, and what that really means is we stop everything. It's the day to focus all our efforts on our veterans here in Connecticut, and they can get done basically anything you can think of. It could be physical, it could be medical, dental, educational, financial, anything you can think of a veteran can get done that day. Taxes, you know, I kid my fellow commissioners at other agencies here in Connecticut to say, name one other event where so many people are working together. So many state agencies. I counted 20 state agencies one time, including Department of Banking, Revenue Services. Really amazing effort.
Tremendous.
Yeah. If a veteran cannot get there, is there transportation, Commissioner?
Absolutely. Great point, Dan. You know, the Connecticut Department of Transportation has supported this event for many years, and we bus in veterans from all across the state. The schedule is available on our website. It's www.ct.gov/CTVA. You can find out the DOT schedule beginning early in the morning to get our veterans from across the state to our campus. And this year we've modified the hours just a little bit. Our start time will be 8 a.m. Again, as Brad mentioned, on Friday, September 22nd, start time is 8 a.m. and end time will be 2 p.m.
Now, also, I can give the numbers for transportation as well.
Absolutely.
Here are the numbers, my friends. Okay, veterans, listen. 860-616-3802. That's the first number. The second number, 860-616-3803. So there are two numbers. 1-3802, 3803, and you begin with 860-616. How many veterans did you say you had last year?
Last year was over 900, Brad.
Wow. So, from all over the state.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And again, I said it's electrifying to see how many people come together to support our veterans. Because I say it as I get around the state, our department, one person, one organization can't do it alone. It takes collaboration. It takes these partnerships to truly serve our veterans, the men and women who sacrifice so much for all of us.
And this is, you know, something, and I have to say, because I know you so well, and you have really put on something that's a little different. You have gotten down to the veterans, and when you talk with the veterans, they will say that they feel that they are a real part of it now, about the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I just think that is unbelievable that this is something that they can count on.
Thank you, Brad. And, you know, it's been about 2.5 years since I took the role now. Hard to believe time flies. But you're right, and that's been one of the many blessings for me in this position is to work together. You know, I meet at least quarterly with statewide leaders of all the veteran service organizations, you name it, the American Legion, the VFW, AMVETS, Military Order of the Purple Heart. We just met earlier this week. And it's bringing us all online to all start rowing together, all with that one mission, again, of serving those who served.
Stand Down 2017, next Friday. Brad, we're going to be back to talk more about this with Commissioner Conley in just a moment, but I know we do have a traffic update.
And here it is, and here she is. She does a great job for us, too. Janelle Crispin, 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and we've got Commissioner Sean Conley with us this morning. He is the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner and has done an outstanding job, and this is Stand Down 2017, and it's going to be held on Friday, September 22nd, at the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs in Rocky Hill from 8 a.m. in the morning until 2 p.m. In the afternoon.
Commissioner, in general terms, talk about the department, what it does for veterans.
Absolutely. And Dan, as you and Brad know, we have a long legacy. Connecticut was actually the first state in the nation to have a veterans home back in the Civil War era, 1864. But building upon that, our current mission, it really entails four core functions. The first core function is our transitional housing at our campus right there in Rocky Hill. And we've put a lot of effort into rejuvenating that system, jolting the system, and putting some new energy and new partnerships into that. We've really engaged in some creative partnerships with folks like the workplace out of Bridgeport. Earlier this week, I signed a memorandum of agreement with the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center, another leader in the nation for serving our veterans, an organization that helps our veterans take away legal barriers that they may have from achieving their goals and objectives. And so Connecticut Veterans Legal Center will now be on our campus about one day a week to serve those veteran residents Wow. who need it with legal assistance. Working with Chrysalis for additional case support management for our veterans to help them, again, identify their goals and objectives, whatever they are. Every veteran's going to have different goals and objectives, and then chip away at any barriers to achieving those. And so we're excited about the work we've done in our residential facility, which is the transitional housing. We have our healthcare center on campus in Rocky Hill. It's a long-term chronic disease care healthcare center for veterans who need that level of care. Of course, we have our cemeteries and memorials with three cemeteries across the state, and we've been putting a lot of work and energy into that program as well. We recently worked with the federal VA to finish a project last year, a new columbarium we built, 3,000 niche columbarium for veterans who have chosen to be cremated. And now we're working with the federal VA for $8 million more worth of work to include expanding the cemetery with pre-placed crypts, which is going to make it even cheaper and lower cost for our veterans, and also an appearance grant to really beautify the Middletown State Cemetery and make it a place of honor, continue to make it a place of honor for the veterans. They have earned it and deserved it.
You know, when you stop to think about it, and there's no question with the veterans that they appreciate what is being done now. And it is first class, no question about it. And to have that number of veterans, and what are some of the services that you have? I just think they're very interesting, and I think our listeners would like to hear about that too.
Absolutely. And so, and our fourth core function that I didn't mention yet is our Office of Advocacy and Assistance. And in that office, we have what we call veteran service officers sprinkled throughout the state. We have an office in each congressional district. Those veteran service officers are out there in the communities to serve our veterans in the communities and help them identify what benefits they may be eligible for, help them look at do they have a service-connected injury and should submit a claim to the federal VA for compensation for that injury, help them to identify, hey, are you getting your medical care from the federal VA? You may be entitled to that medical care. You should be taking advantage of those benefits that you've earned and deserved. And so it's been those veteran service officers are out there, really the face of our agency out there in the communities and doing some great, great work.
Commissioner, what are some of the problems that veterans face, particularly those who have served their country, just have come out of the armed forces looking for work, that area?
Absolutely. I mean, a couple of the big ones, obviously, are housing. And as you saw earlier last year, putting a system in place to have a functional end to homelessness among veterans, that does not mean that there are no homeless veterans. What it does mean is there's a system in place that if a veteran is identified to be homeless or in danger of becoming homeless, that they can get into that system and get onto a path of housing. And we're going to have at the stand down the Connecticut Coalition to End Homelessness, as they've been for the last number of years. We'll also have the federal VA team that's involved in that homelessness group. I mean, work is another one. You know, as I've gotten around the state, I've met with many businesses and corporations, and I always emphasize, and many of them know this already, but how great veterans are as members of any team.
Big time.
Employees, I mean, they're team oriented, they're leaders, they're smart, they're comfortable in changing and dynamic environments, and make a tremendous asset to any team.
And by the way, realtors, I'm sure, know this. They should know this. But also those veterans who are looking to buy a home, there are breaks, the apparatus in place where they can get some breaks when it comes to buying houses, right?
Absolutely. And that's actually through the federal VA. But again, our veteran service officers can help any veterans navigate that process, whether it be a no money down type of mortgage at a favorable rate for veterans, things like that.
Now, when you talk about the ages of these veterans that will be there a week from Saturday, what are the ages? What age groups are we talking about?
You know, at the last few stand downs, well, the ages in Connecticut, we have over 200,000 veterans, and they run the gamut from, you know, current veterans, recent veterans, post 9/11 veterans, all the way back to World War II veterans. Coming to stand down, I mean, you see kind of the core group being in between there. You know, we have amazing veterans of all eras, and that's, again, one of the greatest honors for me is to get around, particularly for our wartime service medal ceremonies, which you've participated in before, Brad, to present a medal to those veterans who have served and sacrificed for us, for our nation, for our state. And meeting those veterans from all the different eras has been really a privilege.
Again, this is a week from tomorrow. That's Friday, September 22nd, at the Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs Rocky Hill Campus from 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon, Stand Down 2017. Commissioner, what are some of the great stories that have come out of these stand down events? Can you think of a couple?
Well, you know, the homelessness piece, we've gotten a lot better over the last few years, but in years past, veterans coming who are in danger of becoming homeless or who are homeless and getting connected right there at the campus in Rocky Hill on Stand Down Day to get to a path to permanent housing. Those are the great, great stories. Getting the medical care that they haven't gotten in many, many years. Even getting a haircut. Leaving Rocky Hill
and with good barbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Leaving Rocky Hill with more confidence, with more direction, with more goal-oriented objectives that you feel a little more comfortable that someone's on your team and someone's helping you to remove those barriers from achieving those goals and objectives. And I say, you know, Stand Down is a fantastic event. But here in Connecticut, you know, supporting veterans is not just one day, one week, one month. It's always, and I always sign off, it's veterans always here in Connecticut.
Sure.
And the commissioner at all of these different functions, okay? For example, before when we were at the parade, you know, you would have something for young people. They would write essays, okay?
Right.
The commissioner would be there. He would talk to them. And this is all important. It's all important what he's done, and that's the kind of activity. And we didn't have, be very honest, years ago we didn't have the same thing. But this is so modern and so helpful, Dan. You'd have to experience it to know what I'm talking about, but it's just unbelievable.
Now, do veterans have to register in order to attend the event next Friday?
Great point, Dan. Actually, we have in years past required veterans to register. This year, we made a change and said no pre-registration. And so veterans, just show up. Just come to our campus at West Street.
Fabulous.
If
wow.
you need,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. If you need a bus ride, you know, check out our the DOT. Brad read the numbers earlier, and I'll give the website again. It's www.ct.gov/CTVA to find out where in your area the bus is leaving from and the time it's leaving from.
And here are the telephone numbers again, my friends. 860-616-3802. Okay? And then the second number, you just you add 3803. Okay? So 860-616-3802, 860-616-3803.
You know, you made a great point, Commissioner, and that is many veterans who attend this event come away feeling as if their back is being watched, that they finally have support that perhaps before they felt wasn't there. Talk a bit more about that.
Absolutely. Any of us, veteran or not, can get into situations where if some trigger can send you in a downward spiral, right? And so if we can, veterans who come there, if they're starting to have an issue, whether it be financial, whether it be medical, that one issue, if not addressed and taken care of with the support teams that are in place, can send that veteran into a downward spiral. So coming to Standdown to help address that one issue can really redirect that path that veteran's on, and it's so super important. Now, I do want to mention, Brad mentioned earlier some of the differences of how we support our veterans now versus years ago. But think about it. We have to do that, right? Because now in a time where less than one half of 1% of our nation, men and women, are raising the right hand to serve, and so many people don't know someone who's serving. They don't have that family member, that neighbor, that friend. And so we really have to continue to tell that story. And I thank both of you for helping us to continue to do that. It's so important to kind of bridge that gap.
You never have to worry here.
No, that's for sure. So again, this is a week from tomorrow.
Yep.
Friday, September 22nd, Stand Down 2017 at the Rocky Hill Campus, Connecticut Department of Veterans Affairs. And Brad, one more time, give those numbers for the transportation.
Okay, for the transportation, 860-616-3802, 860-616, 3803. So you got 3802, 3803, and that is the I just think this transportation is fabulous, what you're doing with that. I mean, really, this is a big winner.
No question. Commissioner, anything else you'd like to add?
That's it. Thank you very much. And again, as a reminder, we just talked about that civil military kind of divide. Still fresh in our hearts from this week we laid to rest here in Connecticut. Petty Officer Dustin Doyon, and really a stark reminder. Again, still fresh in our hearts about the sacrifice, about the selfless service, the courage and devotion to duty that our men and women who raise their right hand really put forth for all of us. And so we can't thank them enough, and this is one way that we can support them on Friday the 22nd.
Thanks, Commissioner.
God bless you. 8:30 in the morning. We'll be back.